Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there. This is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Tiziana Araújo. I'm in the second year of translation at IBS UNESP, and today I'm going to show you two examples of the use of technology to fight COVID-19, mobile positioning data technology and AI-based data analytics and predictive models. And furthermore, I'm going to comment on our posture through technology and science nowadays. Well, we have seen during COVID-19 pandemic more and more people reporting their symptoms through mobile apps, such as the How We Feel app, created by a non-profit organization of scientists, doctors, and technologists in the US. This mobile positioning data technology allows us to not only capture their symptoms, but also the person's GPS location. By collecting, organizing, and analyzing this data, researchers can give health professionals up-to-date information and determine the current status of the spread and potential upcoming hotspots. According to the Harvard Gazette, the How We Feel app argued for the importance of widespread testing, especially because of the group's findings on asymptomatic and mildly symptomatic cases, which the researcher said were likely underestimated. Coincidentally, the results of the How We Feel study were published the same week in August that the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, modified testing guidelines to say people without symptoms didn't need a test. Besides mobile positioning data technology, AI-based data analytics and predictive models can be used by researchers to predict how many cases and deaths can happen over a period of time and help governments develop national action plans to fight COVID-19. One example is the Toronto-based health monitoring AI platform Blue Dot, which according to CNBC, a little after midnight on December 30th, picked up on a cluster of unusual pneumonia cases happening around a market in Wuhan, China, and flagged it. Blue Dot had spotted what would come to be known as COVID-19, 9 days before the World Health Organization released its statement alerting people to the emergence of a novel coronavirus. At the beginning of the year, the Canadian government announced a deal signed with Blue Dot to use its platform to track the spread of COVID-19. Well, the most important thing I've learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is that in a context in which discrediting science has become a widely used political strategy, it is fundamental for us to keep in mind the vital role of science and technology in fighting COVID-19, and the fact that scientific research must not be systematically ignored or irresponsibly rushed by political pressure. As the former scientific director of FAPESP, Carlos Henrique de Brito Cruz, said, "We live in surprising times. The COVID-19 pandemic has reawakened worldwide respect and hope for what good science can create for society. Even so, we must be aware of the limits to that capacity. As I put it in a recent interview, with science, we will suffer less. And it should be borne in mind that science does not do magic." Well, that's it. Thank you for listening and see you.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, Pod IBS, FAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.